You're listening to Boston Public Radio with Jim Brody and Marjorie Egan. Marjorie and our guests are dancing to the music. But there is a there's a movement afoot to end a common practice of handshakes, essentially. Are they dangerous? Are they necessary? Are they propping up Purell's stock? Here to discuss it is Robin Abrams. She's the columnist behind Misconduct in the Boston Globe. She's a blogger on Boston.com. Hello, Robin.
Hello there.
And
you wish you could go back maybe 5 or 10 years and buy stock in Purell?
Yeah.
I mean, it has become the most ubiquitous substance.
Well, we had Charlie Baker in here yesterday. He's a Republican, ran for governor, mm-hmm. of course, against Deval Patrick. We asked him about handshaking on the mm-hmm. campaign trail.
Yes.
And he said he had the Purell in his pocket. So apparently politicians are worried about this.
Yes.
Bill Gates, Donald Trump, those are two of the famous people who mm-hmm. don't like to shake hands.
Even though we saw this morning, Donald Trump is legendary for not shaking hands. We saw him on, is it Michael and Kelly or Kelly and Michael, with Michael Strahan, whatever it is this morning. He walks in and he's shaking people's hands as he walked in.
Well,
what is that about?
This is the issue where I think Robin comes in here, because when you don't shake someone's mm-hmm. hand, you're saying, Robin, you're awfully German. You're going to give me a disease.
You guys saw Django Unchained. I mean,
I couldn't take it.
The refusal to shake hands is what unleashes the entire 45 minutes of violence at the end.
Between a black and white guy?
Between, like, everyone. Have you ever seen a Tarantino movie?
It's
black, white, and red all over, baby. I mean, it's
violent.
Like everyone.
But wait, so Robin,
it is all when a guy refuses to shake another's hand.
What do you do if it turns out you're a germaphobe, which mm-hmm. many more people than I would believe are now, and they don't want to shake a hand? Is there a way to circumvent the handshake and offend the recipient or the... What do you do?
Of course. Well, didn't you ever watch Batman? You know, whenever there was an issue on Batman, and Robin would always say, reverse the polarity, Batman. That's what you do. You're not a germaphobe. You think you may be coming down with something.
Oh.
The hands. I might be having a cold. I'm not shaking hands right now.
So you could say you're the perpetrator,
essentially. Exactly. And everybody will be terribly grateful to you. And, you know, that's, and there it goes.
Our numbers are 877-301-8970. You in the germaphobe class, if you are one who does not like to shake hands, how do you avoid it? Do you pursue misconduct's method here? Or are you, my attitude about people who don't do this mm-hmm. is they have a disease. And I'm not talking about a physical disease. The reality is you shake someone's hand, and then if you either go wash them later, do the Purell thing, or whatever.
You do,
it's sick.
Although it really depends on the number of people you're meeting in any given. I mean, if you're working constantly with the same people, I would say, shake hands. I have some sympathy for the Bill Gates and the Donald Trumps of the world because of the level to which they're traveling. I would not like to have to shake hands with 200 to 500 strangers.
But they can't
every day.
He can't do 200 times what you just described. He can't, whenever anybody comes up to him, he can't throw up his hands and say, oops, I have a cold or I have the flu.
But
you can't shake my hand.
Here's the thing. I got to tell you, I was reading all these stories about handshaking. The medical evidence is out. The scientific evidence is out. I think this is a bunch of baloney. They just don't want to touch other people that they think are part of the great unwashed. That's why Donald Trump went and shook the hands of the people on television. They're not in the great unwashed category. And besides,
it's hard to attribute good motives to Donald Trump,
it
isn't
is very
it?
Beautifully put.
So, you know, because of that, you know, he's not really the best ambassador for the non-handshaking. I would not consider it a great honor to shake his hand in the first place. The whole thing, though, what I found interesting about that article that was in the Boston Globe in the ideas section,
a fabulous article
about how scientists aren't sure about, you know, really how dangerous it is. But almost everything else people are going to do short of an elbow or fist bump is much more.
Talking.
Oh, my goodness. You know, people, and there's the hugging and the kissing and the air
kissing. Yeah, but I gotta tell you, physical contact.
And the either side.
I don't know if it's a groundbreaker. I don't know if that's the right terminology. Physical contact with a person with whom you were speaking.
Yes.
Whether it's a hand on the shoulder, a handshake, all of which are laden with these potential problems, or a hug, sort of begins the bonding thing in any conversation.
I would agree. However, obviously, it doesn't if you're coming off with an attitude of extreme judgmentalism about people who won't participate in that. When it comes to strangers, you don't know who's getting over something, who may be having ongoing health issues.
Do you ever not shake somebody's hand?
Do I ever not shake somebody's hand? Yeah. If I think I may be coming down with something, or if I'm just innocent.
What if you think they are? That's your concern now. If you think
they
are.
What if I think they are? Then I say I think I am.
Oh, okay. Our number is 877-301-8970. How are you dealing with the art of the handshake in 2013?
I think these people are nuts. I think these people have got other problems that don't have to do with handshaking. They're just kind of weird. I think Donald Trump is probably weird. Bill Gates is probably weird. And the daycare example, which I started to say before.
Yes.
If you go to work in a daycare, I used to work in a daycare, the first week you're there, you're sick all day because the babies are all sick and they're and you're changing diapers.
I was a professor and I was sick for 2 years straight.
But then you build up your immune system and you get over it. We have been shaking hands for how many years now? Hundreds and hundreds
Marjorie,
and hundreds
what
of
was
years?
The prior segment about? The Catholic Church, correct?
Catholic
you
Church.
Told me that when you went to church during the last, I might get this slightly wrong, the flu epidemic. What's that handshake thing? The peace thing?
Peace.
Handshake of peace.
You told me that the priest said nobody
they
has to shake, and you didn't shake anybody's hand.
They knocked it off. They said there's going to be no handshake of peace. We're supposed to do a wave of peace or a nod of peace.
A friend of mine in her congregation does the elbow bump of peace.
The elbow bump of peace. That's right. They knocked it off, and there was a big contretemps about whether or not they're going to get, you know, people are going to drink out of the cup. And I thought there was a story.
It's alcohol in the cup anyway, so doesn't that
supposed
like make
to
it
kill
clean.
The germs, but I think that it's worth it because if you take a good sip, you get a nice little buzz on there.
There you go.
Okay, so this is a great soundbite. CNN's Rick Sanchez. Yes. He calls out former President Bush after Bush conspicuously avoids shaking hands with world leaders. I had forgotten this. It's in the 2008 G20 summit. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm. Look at this. This is the President of the United States walking out on stage to take a picture with world leaders invited to the G20 summit over the weekend. Look at him. And he seems like the most unpopular kid in high school that nobody liked, you know, the one with the cooties. Everybody's shaking hands, but he walks in and nobody's shaking his hand and he's not shaking anybody's hand.
Now, remember, he did massage the shoulders of Angela Merkel, if you recall, unwanted massage of the leader
woman,
of Germany.
Her shoulders, like, I've never seen a human's shoulders go up that high. I mean, they went up to her ears. She looked so unhappy.
So
maybe he's just spooked about touching people. The thing is, though, even if you're a germaphobe, and, you know, look, there are times of year I struggle with some health problems. There are times of year when I'm like, you know, even if you are, there are still other things you can do. Don't shake someone's hand, but just like, oh, you know, it's cold or flu season. Touch them on the arm.
On their clothing,
On their clothing.
I like it.
Or just sort of do something like that. Touch them on the shoulder so that you're indicating.
Massage their shoulders like
George massage
Bush
their shoulders.
Remember the great.
Put them in a headlock and give them a good noogie. You
remember
know,
the Bill Clinton
knuckles
story?
On the skull. No. There's no germ transfer.
Oh, the two-handed
shake? The Bill Clinton story that if Bill Clinton was trying to make an impression, it was usually, of course, the ladies, he'd shake your hand, and then his hand would move up to the middle of your arm, then up to your bicep, and before you know it, he was pulling you chest to chest.
Well, that's actually the opening image in Primary Colors.
That is correct. You ran for public office, Mr. Cambridge City Council.
I actually succeeded in my
run
for public office.
You are currently a handshake impaired yourself.
I have a broken wrist.
No,
yes, I have
he doesn't have a broken wrist. He's become one of these crazy people that doesn't want to shake
his hand. Maybe that's true. Maybe. Well, you know, there's a corollary to that before we get to the calls. When you are a public figure type, I bumped
Jim
in,
is a public
No, I'm
figure.
Not suggesting
yes.
I was. No.
He's famous.
No, he's a public figure type.
I bumped into an airport. I didn't bump into an airport.
The airport was very
Let me
painful.
Start that again if I can, Robin, please. By the way, we're with misconduct from the Boston Globe. I'm in an airport, I think in Denver, several months after John Kerry lost the presidency. Mm-hmm. And I bump into Kerry, he's with his body man, and amazingly, there aren't a lot of people around him. But we start joking about what...
Jim and John Kerry are up close
We start having a discussion. I said, how do you go through airports and not have zillions of people wanting to talk to you? And I don't want to out him here because he said it with a smile. He said, you never make eye contact.
Yeah.
He said the key is you don't look down because you look like you're busy doing something else. And if you don't meet people's eyes, then you actually don't have to shake their hand or have a conversation.
You really have to. And I think it's interesting that we're only focusing on handshaking because the more frequent questions I get aren't, I want to avoid handshaking. It's, I don't know what Americans do to greet each other anymore. I mean, some people shake hands, some people hug.
It's a lot of hugging
going
on.
We've all had that awkward moment where, you know, you have the collision when you're both going in for the kiss on the wrong angle.
Yes.
Or something like this. It's just a complete mishigas out there.
Beautifully put.
My belief is, you know, you either decide that you're a leader or a follower. If you're a follower, you just go with what the other person's doing. If you're a leader, you get your hand or arms or whatever out there first.
You're a leader, Robin.
Jim
I can Roddy. Tell, aren't you?
Yes. And I'm a big handshaker,
What's
I got
to
say.
Did you do the Purell when you were running for Cambridge City Council?
I have never in my... The whole Purell thing is such a sickness
but it's,
as far
but
as
works,
I'm concerned.
Though. It does
no,
work.
No, I'm not doing it then or now. Let's go to Sutton where Rebecca is on Boston Public Radio with Misconduct from the Boston Globe. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, first of all, I want to say I am so happy you two are on this station.
No happier than us. Go ahead, Rebecca. No happier than we are, I said. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Well, my suggestion might be, how about adopting the Japanese customers? Just to see a little bow of the head, a nod of the head. And I was just telling the fellow that I spoke with earlier that actually we've adopted their idea about using masks on, you know, when there's a threat of contagion. And so why not the little bow?
That's actually brilliant.
I wholly agree with that, Rebecca. And in fact,
I mean, just maybe a nod of the head like they do.
I have theorized for a long time. I often try to manage. Actually, one of my big things, if I'm going to be in a situation where I think I might have to shake hands a lot and for whatever reason I'm just not feeling it, is to kind of make sure you have your hands occupied doing something else, and you sort of bow to people a little bit.
Rebecca, thanks for calling.
I've theorized for a long time that the reason the Japanese lives longer than any other ethnic or nationality is not because of the superiority of their diet, but because they bow.
Yeah, but you know,
instead of shaking hands or kissing.
How are you going to determine whether someone is, you know, if you get the wet handshake or the fish handshake. I mean, how do you determine if you should hire someone, be the most, if you can't shake hands? That's sort of a first indication, is it not?
It's a very bad one, though. I mean, people who have hyperhidrosis, people who have sweaty hands.
Oh, really?
That's not a
What's it called?
Hyperhidrosis.
Oh, okay.
It's not a character trait.
What do you do about that? Carry paper towels?
Nothing. I mean, it just sucks. People judge you as being untrustworthy because you have a physical condition that you can't help. People who have weak hands, arthritis, painful conditions. I mean, I've really become very much against this notion that you have to allow me access to touch your body before I can judge you as a person.
Well, with all due respect, I don't want you touching my body, Robin, but
I
do believe...
Well, hands are part of your body,
Jim. Let's go to Joe in Boston. Joe, you're on Boston Public Radio with Robin Abrams from Misconduct at the Boston Globe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Good, good. Okay, so I was thinking in this age of social networking, it might be appropriate to... enlist some sort of national or even international campaign a la Kickstarter to find some sort of alternative to the handshake.
This is brilliant, like, actually.
Conversation starter.
This is brilliant.
What do you think? We could just have people from all over the globe submit their YouTube video for, you know, twittering the a la Robin Roberts with her recent elbow bump because of her sickness.
That's great.
That might be kind of
Joe, you're a genius. Why don't you do that, Robin?
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
I wonder if the famous Barack Obama, Michelle Obama fist bump is any less germy, do you think? Because your fist is closed. Little germs all harbor? Aren't they in the palms of your hand?
Well, usually the sort of the moistest, warmest part. Yeah, I'm going to guess a fist bump is distinctly less
Speaking
less
of
germy.
The fist bump, though, I don't know if you saw this. I had Kim Odom on my television show a couple of weeks ago on NECN. Kim Odom, obviously, her son, Stephen Odom, was killed several years ago, just a sweet young boy. And she got invited to the State of the Union, if you recall.
Oh, that's
right. And she actually sat with the First Lady. She brought on my show photographs of her hugging the First Lady, Michelle Obama, who invited her. But her husband, when he went to hug Michelle Obama, she said jokingly, "I don't hug the guys." And there's a picture of a fist bump between the First Lady and Pastor Odom, Ron Odom.
Really?
Right outside the White
House. Well, maybe she's had a few too many of those kind of creepy hugs. We know about those, Robin.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Robin, we only have a couple of seconds left. What's the moral? What's the takeaway from this discussion, please, quickly, if you would?
What's the takeaway? Is just tolerance for everybody.
No,
that can never be the takeaway, God forbid. No. A touch on the upper arm and a convenient lie will get you through anything. Is
Don't
that
touch
better?
Any of my body parts when you leave. Robin Abrams.
No,
she brought it up.
No one
I did.
Is rushing over there.
Misconduct, and she also blogs on Boston.com. Robin, it's great to see you.
Great to see you.
I want to thank you guys for listening to another edition of Boston Public Radio. You can find us on the web, wgbhnews.org/BPR. Tomorrow in the noon hour, Ask the Bike Czar. I can't wait till Marjorie gets her. Nicole Friedman, she's in charge of all things cycling in Boston. She'll take your questions and complaints. And public radio and public TV alum extraordinaire at 1 o'clock, Christopher Lydon, joins us on Open Mic. What's he going to talk to us about, Marjorie?
He's going to talk about machismo in literature in the 20th century. I can't wait.
I'm Jim Browdy.
I'm Marjorie Egan.